Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nevishesha Sunyavadi Peskatya Desitarane. So this year, as I think all those who have been to the Govardhan Retreat know, I will be continuing to do a dramatic reading in the evening. And this particular pastime, I described it as dancing on the head of Kali's miseries. I would like to share with you in five segments the pastime of Krishna when he is chastising Kaliya. Now, I began preparing this presentation about a year and a half ago. And at that time, I was preparing for going to another retreat. That retreat was in Kenya, just after our Govardhan retreat last year. And leading up to that retreat, something happened that was very striking to me. And just so that I could clearly explain to you what it was, I have written something. I have written a dramatic reading of that. So please listen. Once upon a time, a few years ago, I was sitting in a wonderful kirtan, but my mind refused to be present. I tried to bring it back. I tried so many things to bring it back. There were so many things in my mind. What about this? What about that? And I was trying to tell myself, be quiet, listen, pay attention. But no matter what I was doing, I could not concentrate on the chanting. And then quite suddenly, in the background, amidst all the background noises, I heard a sound that somehow or another reminded me of something I had heard many times in movies. And it was the sound of a plane dropping a bomb. You know that sound where it goes, and then it's boom. And I heard this sound. It was not actually taking place. It was just a noise. But somehow or another, it reminded me of a bomb explosion. And it was a really shocking moment. Suddenly, I found that I had to be focused because I recognized the need to be present and seriously focused in my chanting. If I'm not present and seriously focused in my chanting in a pleasant place, surrounded by devotees in a wonderful kirtan, what would I do if I was in a terrifying place and there was something very dangerous taking place? What would I do with my consciousness? So what if a disaster was about to happen just around the corner? And instead of sitting in this idyllic transcendental atmosphere, I was going to be having to face that. So somehow this cut through the restlessness and the lethargy that I was suffering from, and it allowed me to start chanting in earnest. I thought about this for many days after. Then sometime later, one devotee came to our house in great distress. He was a student from Nairobi, and he had just found out that at that very moment, a terrorist attack was taking place in the very well-known Westgate Mall. Already he had heard of friends who had been injured in that attack. Again, that same sober sense of urgency returned because we were expected to visit Nairobi in a few months. And this time it was a real danger, not an imaginary one. So then suddenly I remembered the preparation that I was doing for this Kaliya Leela. And while I was thinking of that and reading it and sharing it with the other devotees, I realized that the transcendental events and emotions of the residents of Vrindavan, in their great distress, of course it was quite opposite to my own great distress, their great distress was seeing Krishna in distress, whereas my distress was what's going to happen to me. So when I started to remember this pastime, somehow or another, in a magical way almost, it pacified the fear that I was feeling. So this real life terrifying experience, it gave me a gift. For it allowed me a hint into what it would be like. It gave me I was so terrified. And then I started thinking, turn that around. And imagine if it was Krishna who was suffering and you were one of the residents of Vrindavan looking at Krishna suffering. It gave me a hint, a small entranceway into this pastime. Of course, this pastime is entirely transcendental and not to be confused with any mundane worldly events. But sometimes we can get from a worldly event or a difficulty, we can get some hint and it can lift us up so we can place our gaze, at least for the moment, upon transcendence. So although we generally always prefer the taste of sweetness more than bitterness or sorrow, Krishna is the master of all tastes, all rasas, and all relationships. So everything becomes relishable only when he is in the center. If we can understand that Krishna alone can remove our miseries, and also in very wonderful ways, then we shall gradually be able to recognize his presence in every single thing that happens to us in our life, and especially in a very dangerous situation. We can cry out to him with some sense of need and assurance that he will be there to give us his protection. Srila Prabhupada once said, "It is compulsory. You cannot avoid Krishna Katha. If you avoid, then you are putting yourself in the dangerous cycle of birth and death. It is not fiction. It is not whims. It is compulsory, imperative. Everyone should become Krishna conscious. If he does not, then he is risking his life." So please come in the evenings and hear this wonderful Kaliya Leela. And before I finish, I would like to particularly offer my humble obeisances unto His Holiness Radha Govinda Maharaj, whose presentations of Krishna Leela you may be familiar with, and they're very wonderful and attractive, but they're always in Hindi. So I would also like to offer my gratitude and my affectionate thank yous to one of his sincere disciples who managed to translate some of this wonderful Kaliya Leela so that we can share some of his insights into the amazing nature of this pastime together here at Govardhan. So thank you very much. I'll hope to see you in the evenings. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Dear, could you read that quotation of Srila Prabhupada's again? That was quite extraordinary.
It is compulsory. You cannot avoid Krishna Katha. If you avoid, then you are putting yourself in the dangerous cycle of birth and death. It is not fiction, nor is it whims. It is compulsory, imperative. Everyone should become Krishna conscious. If he does not do so, if he does not become, then he is risking his life.